Welcome to the Core Principles Podcast. Thank you for tuning in, and we hope you'll enjoy this lively discussion of relevant topics, which we attempt to examine through the lens of unchanging, objective truth. Here's the host of the Core Principles Podcast, Clay Howerton.
Thank you, Suzanne. Today on Core Principles, I'm pleased to welcome a businessman, entrepreneur, CEO, Hall of Fame broadcaster, best-selling author, the Human Energizer Bunny, the host of America's Top 10 Countdown on Real America's Voice Television Network, a former libertarian vice presidential candidate, a knight in the Royal Order of Constantine the Great and St. Helen, the one and only Sir Wayne Allen Root. How are you doing?
Hey, Clay, how are you?
Very well, sir. Well, you're a prolific writer, commentator, and these are consequential times, so we have a lot to talk about. But the first topic is the implosion of Anheuser-Busch. Now, because I read and enjoyed your latest book, The Great Patriot Boycott Book, and because I also interviewed your co-author, Nikki Ballew, on this program, I was shocked at this awful decision by Anheuser-Busch. You say of that company in your book, they aren't woke, they don't toe the ESG line. So, Wayne Allen Root, what got into Anheuser-Busch? Why did they use this man who identifies as a prepubescent girl as their spokesperson?
Well, the answer is, who the hell knows? You know, people change every day, and when they change, you got to punish them. You know, and that's how I feel about stolen and rigged elections, too, by the way. If someone murders someone I love, I don't say, hey, police, by the way, the murder is old. It happened, you know, a year ago. Don't, you know, stop looking for them. Don't worry about it. You know, the person I love is dead. Who cares? They're gone. You can't change it. You know, same thing with rigged elections. Do you really want to answer that? Oh, it's in the past. Don't worry about it. You know, there's no problem moving forward. If you don't punish the people who did it, then there's going to be another rigged and stolen election tomorrow. And there's going to be a presidential rigged and stolen election in 2024. So you got to punish people. And that's why I wrote the books, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, and then the new one, The Great Patriot Boycott Book, because you got to punish the bad guys and reward the good guys. And in the case of Bud Light and their parent company, Anheuser-Busch, sometimes the good guys become bad guys. And by the way, sometimes the bad guys become good guys. I would have told you 2 years ago that Elon Musk was a bad guy, a deep state bad guy. Now he appears to be a really good guy who took over Twitter and exposed a lot of bad things. He's changed. He's learned. People do change over time. But Anheuser-Busch, a.k.a. Bud Light, used to be a good guy, and they changed for whatever reason, whether it happened because a couple of underlings in the marketing department decided to do it without the CEO's permission or knowledge, or whether the CEO is a deep state former CIA person, which he is, and he thought this was all fine and dandy. I mean, I can't just blame it on the underlings, Clay, because the CEO's statement was the worst mismanaged statement in the history of corporate America. It should go down in the history of business school as how to ruin your business. You know, it's like a non-apology apology. Well, we didn't mean to get involved in the middle of something controversial. And, you know, he never said, I'm sorry. He never said, I apologized. And he never even said what the controversy was. And he should have said, I apologize. I didn't know what happened. I take full responsibility. I'm an ex-Marine. It's on me. And everyone involved is fired. And we're getting back to the core business of selling beer. And if he does that, the whole strike and boycott is over and Bud Light makes a comeback. Instead, he made it triple bad by giving the worst non-apology apology I've ever heard that was meant to appease both sides. Well, you don't need to appease both sides. You need to appease the majority of your buyers who are conservative, who are patriotic, who are Christian, who are macho men who drink beer that like Donald Trump. Your buyers of your beer are not transgenders. I'm sorry. You don't need to apologize to the 1/8 of 1/8 of 1/8 of 1/8 of 1% of your buyers. You need to apologize to the 99% of your buyers that you just offended. So, you know, it's a typical CIA moron subterfuge, con game, scam, and he got what he deserved because Bud Light just keeps going lower and lower and they're killing themselves. And by the way, so's Fox News. There's another one that's killing themselves, which is why we just issued a new edition of our book already, 6 weeks into it. Number one bestseller. We put out a new edition. We erased Anheuser-Busch and Fox News from the book. That's how you punish bad people. When they're good and they turn bad, you slap them on the wrist and you make sure that they understand they're being punished so that they're going to lose business and lose money on the bottom line and lose stock value And we just did it. And the new edition comes out right now. And it's got no Fox and no Anheuser-Busch. See, we learn lessons. These people clearly do not, Clay.
There's so much in that answer, Wayne Allen Root, and let's dive into a lot of these different things. I will say that this was not a slap on the wrist. $7 billion later, and Costco's giving away their beer if somebody would please take it out of their warehouse. We got bars like they can't
nobody
even
wants it.
Give it to people.
No one wants it anymore.
It's really sad. You know, I live not too far from St. Louis. I love to go to Busch Stadium and watch the Cardinals, and it's just sad when a company goes from, you know, run by a Marine and
who became a CIA officer. And that's the problem,
right?
Obviously, because no Marine would allow this and no Marine would have ever allowed it. And then no Marine would have ever given a non-apology. He would have taken full responsibility and said, "Oorah!" So, you know, it's not a Marine. He's a brainwashed, you know, Kool-Aid drinking CIA guy is what he's become.
It's very
sad. He was probably installed in that post because let me tell you something. He's a young, handsome guy. Nobody ever looks like him as the CEO of $140 billion company, 94th biggest company in the world. It takes you 40 years to become CEO. And by that time, you're kind of an old fat man. You know, this guy doesn't look like any CEO I've ever seen. He got installed by the deep state, would be my guess. But again, you know, unlike Alex Jones, I'm very careful. These are my opinions. It's an opinion show. I do an opinion show. You do an opinion show. I'm guessing, allegedly, maybe my best guess is, my educated guess, something's wrong and this guy doesn't look right. Just my opinion.
I appreciate that. And by the way, listeners, always attribute only things to me that I say, only things to Sir Wayne Allen Root that he says, and do not extrapolate. We are having a discussion of people that are interested in the topic, and we're not claiming that, you know, anything that's not explicitly stated. Well, we mentioned ESG, that was in your first edition, which I had of the book, and now it won't be in the second edition for Bush, but that stands, I think, for environmental, social, and governance. I have a different acronym for that. It's evil, satanic grift. Do you suppose, Wayne Allen Root, that this evil satanic grift could actually have infested a company as large and influential with a great patriotic base of customers like Anheuser-Busch? And if so, how do we thwart ESG in America?
Well, not only did it obviously infect Anheuser-Busch, but it clearly infected Fox News Channel. And one would have to ask, you know, at least in the case of Anheuser-Busch, I mean, I'll disagree with this statement, but it's probably what's on the mind of the CEO. He would probably say, we serve beer to everyone, right and left, and it's probably evenly divided. No, it's not. First of all, beer is for guys. Maybe women are 20% of the market. Men are 80. If I'm wrong, it might be 70, 30. And the guys who drink beer are mostly macho, testosterone-driven NFL football fans. Those would qualify as Donald Trump supporters. So your audience is very much skewered conservative. With Bud Light and Anheuser-Busch, and they may not know it, but I get why they'd say, well, business is for everyone. I don't want to offend anyone. I don't care if you're gay or straight or white or black, conservative or liberal. I get that. They're wrong because they should be serving the majority. You know, it's the whole 80-20 rule. 20% of your audience does all your business, and the other 80 is just kind of there. So you got to take care of the 20 at all times. But Fox News can't make that argument. They're 100% conservative. So why would they abandon, Clay, their conservative base? That's how bad things are. They've all been brainwashed. They're all Kool-Aid drinking lobotomy victims. Every one of them. Rupert Murdoch in his 90s is now Kool-Aid drinking lobotomy victim. His sons, Kyle and James Murdoch, are both from Europe, raised in Europe, raised in England. Therefore, one of them is very liberal and woke. And the other one is probably, I'm guessing, Lackland, the one who actually runs Fox News, is probably a rhino Republican in name only, who by American standards is a liberal, but in Europe he's considered a conservative. So you're dealing with people that don't know how to think like patriots or conservatives, and don't even understand any of us who are their own viewers, and they just have sold out to the DC swamp and the deep state. Obviously, again, my opinion, I have no insight here, just my gut instinct. A guy who's been on Fox News hundreds of times as a guest, and a guy who has his own TV shows that compete with Fox News, and I understand the business. Nobody makes the decision they made, Clay. Nobody, unless you want to ruin your own business. So So can you imagine how powerful the interests are, you know, in the world who lord over all of us? You know, the George Soroses and the Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and Bill Gates and the Chinese Communist Party, all of them are like calling the shots in the United States. And they're calling the shots in favor of Ukraine and Zelensky. And Zelensky had a phone call, the president of Ukraine, with Rupert Murdoch, actually with Lachlan Murdoch, in the month before Tucker was fired. And then he had a face-to-face meeting with Rupert Murdoch in the week before Tucker Carlson was fired. So, you know, at this point, is Ukraine calling the shots on Fox News? It sure seems like it. Paul Ryan is probably going to be the next president of Ukraine. That's the problem. The Paul Ryans of the world, deep state, DC swamp, dirty guys, corrupt guys. Again, my opinion, it's an opinion show. I'm an opinion guy. My opinion, he's dirty. He's corrupt. He's bought off by all these globalist interests. And now Rupert Murdoch must be also. And can you imagine the promises they must be making them, because they just ruined a multi-billion dollar company. So maybe it doesn't matter, because these guys control the world, control trillions of dollars, and they play everyone, even Rupert Murdoch, like marionettes.
I heard an interesting comment from Jed Dunning, who was a guest on my program. He said, he's also a businessman. He said, money is not blue or red, it's green. And a lot of these CEOs lose track of that. But regarding Fox News and Tucker and Dan Bongino, you talked about the fact that 2020 election was stolen, and we know absolutely. I mean, I talked about it in November of 2020 on this program. Listeners, mm-hmm. you can find that episode. A lot has happened since. They stole some other states in 2022, most notably Arizona. But there were three states in 2022, Wayne, that I think proved that we can fight back. These were states that were typically 50-50 toss-ups, Iowa, Ohio, and Florida. They did a few things to clean up voter rolls, stop mass mail ballot, and require ID when you voted, and it became a red tsunami in each of those three states. Those are the true results, and we can get those results if we can get states to have some self-respect about their own elections. But
no, I couldn't agree more. You're a very smart man, Clay, because I've talked about this time and time again, that if the model for America is Florida, isn't it funny that in 2022 there was no red wave, even though we all thought that there was a massive red wave, and suddenly there was no red wave, but in Florida there was a red wave, and Florida was the only state. I know that you mentioned three states, but Florida was the state and the only state that really did an incredible job at cleaning up the dirty voter rolls and not allowing any mail-in balloting, or almost no mail-in balloting. If you wanted a mail-in ballot, you had to go physically to the office to get it, you know, to the government offices to get it. And then you had to have a witness with you, and you both had to sign that was you and show ID. So there was basically no voter ID, no mail-in ballots allowed in Florida. And they've got voter ID, and they didn't allow ballot harvesting. They didn't allow ballot drop boxes. They had signature match, all the things that I believe contributed to the theft of the 2020 election and many others since then, weren't allowed in Florida. And we won by a 20 point landslide, to be exact, 19, DeSantis won by, and I think 16 points Rubio won by for U.S. Senate, and everyone else in the ticket won as well. So it was a huge Florida red landslide in the one state that did the single best job of preventing voter fraud. That's no coincidence. If we did it all over the country, I believe we would have won 80 seats in the House, and it would have been one of the biggest landslides in history.
Yes, sir. Now, let's tie together speculatively, since we do not know, but we can observe things and put two and two. Dominion Voting Systems just received a payout from Fox News Corporation that was multiple times more than the entire net worth of that company. Wayne Allen Root, why did that happen? And do you think that had anything to do with Tucker and Dan's departure?
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know. We're all conjecturing, Clay. I don't know, except that in my mind, and again, I'm an opinion guy. This is my opinion. Let me state that clearly. There's clearly bigger fish and bigger machinations going on than any of us can ever comprehend. You know, I always heard as a kid growing up, the world is run by like a cabal of like eight people in the Bilderbergs and the Rothschilds. And I don't know if any of that's true, but guess what? It sure looks like it now. And these people lord over a Fox News and a Dominion, and they give the orders, and they call the shots. Why did Fox News go to trial? I don't know. Their claim is that they settled because to go to trial would have embarrassed them and aired all the dirty laundry. But funny enough, all the dirty laundry is airing right now. Anyway, there's all kinds of videos out. I'm sure you know, as we do this interview at this moment, there's tons of under, you know, like secret undercover videos like Project Veritas used to do of Tucker Carlson on his set, but not on the air, saying kind of controversial things and maybe some things that liberals would call racist or terrible to try and embarrass him and ruin him. So it all came tumbling out anyway. Why did they have to give up almost $1 billion in a settlement? Might as well have gone to court. But, you know, listen, I hate lawyers. I've always hated lawyers. They're just scumbags. How do I put that nicely? They're scum of the earth. And lawyers probably told Rupert Murdoch, if this was not a decision by the deep state, that he had to settle to prove there was no election fraud in 2020. And by the way, that proves absolutely nothing. But they told him to do that so that the average sheep would think there was no voter fraud and this is an admission of guilt. But if it's not that, it's going to be because the lawyers told him if it goes to trial, they could get $5 billion. The sky's the limit. And Fox News won't even be in business anymore. So they may have settled based on lawyers convincing them of a scary worst case scenario. Who knows the reasons? It may just be because they're in on it. I mean, let's face it. Again, my opinion, but I think the end of Fox News was the day, the night of the 2020 election when they said Arizona goes to Biden. At that moment, they enraged the entire Fox Nation and the entire conservative voters of America. And they handed Arizona to Joe Biden when nobody else in the world, even CNN and MSNBC, weren't making that claim. And they refused to give Texas and Ohio and other states where Trump was winning by a landslide. And they refused to put that in his column. When I went to bed, you know, the number hadn't changed for hours. It was like Trump 132, Biden 111. And anybody could still win it. Well, it should have been Trump 200 and Biden 111. But they would not give Trump states where he was ahead by a landslide. Florida, Texas, Ohio, they wouldn't give them to Trump. But yet they gave Arizona to Joe Biden at the moment where it looked like Trump was going to win by a landslide, romped to victory. It was some sort of trick planned by everyone involved. It was a scam. It was the deep state. Again, my opinion. And at that moment, Fox lost all credibility. And now you add that to Tucker and to Dan Bongino. And I think those are the straws that break the camel's back, and Fox will never recover. If it was just one of those things, they might recover. But now that we know what happened on the election night, the Arizona wasn't decided for 3 weeks, but they gave it to him at that moment when no one in the world would have rationally given it to him. Something was up. Fox was in on the steal. Again, just an opinion, allegedly, maybe, I think it's my opinion, Fox was in on it.
It so makes maybe very good in on sense. It
with Dominion too. It's very strange. And but again, I've never said, Clay, I've said the election's absolutely rigged and stolen. Trump won it by a landslide. There's one big lie, one big deception. Biden's an illegitimate president. But I never mentioned Dominion in my entire life, so they can never sue me. It never, in my mind, it had nothing to do with machines, whether it did or not. That's not up for me to determine or prove. It had to do with mail-in balloting, no voter ID, no signature match, ballot harvesting, and ballot drop boxes, period. That's all I want to say.
Yes, sir. And we observed something that night. You talk about when folks went to bed. Six, maybe five counties called timeout in rapid succession, including Maricopa in Arizona, and said, impossible. Okay, all you observers that are required by law, leave. We won't do any more counting until everybody's back in the morning. But we wake up the next morning. Not only did they count, they changed every result. Well, that's evidence. That's insane. Proof. That it's can't insane. Legally happen.
I don't know if you know my background, Clay. Do you know that I was the number one odds maker in Las Vegas for 30 years?
I did
that
not. Was congratulations.
My, yes. That was my original thing. I was called the king of Vegas sports gambling by the media and America's odds maker. And that was long before I got into politics. Now it's been basically 10 years in with my own radio and TV shows, conservative radio and TV talk shows. But before that, it was 30 years as the king of Vegas sports gambling and America's odds maker. And I always tell people that the 2020 election and those five states stopping counting, but then when we wake up, they've determined the election without us being a witness in the room. I always said that reminded me of a Monday night football game where I knew I won by 14 points and I went to sleep. And when I woke up, the referees said, we found 20 extra points in the locker room while you were asleep and there were no witnesses. I'm sorry, Wayne, you lost. You lost by six instead of win by 14. Can you imagine how ludicrous that would be? That's what happened in the 2020 election. They clearly stole it. There were no witnesses and they stole it. So stop telling me, I don't mean you, Clay, but I'm talking to the media. Stop telling me I'm not allowed to talk about it and stop telling me it's a lie. Stop telling me it's disproven. That's not true. You know, I don't know how many of you know men who cheat on their wives, but I've met a few slime balls in my life. And I got to tell you something. If a man gets home at 2 a.m. and the wife smells another woman's perfume and sees lipstick on his collar, and he's home at 2 a.m. when he was supposed to be home at 8 o'clock at night. And she says, where were you? And he says, none of your business. Everything's fine. Shut up and go to sleep. That's what we're getting about the stolen election. You know it was stolen. You know you're right. And the media and the world is telling you, shut up. You're not allowed to talk about it. Go back to sleep. Ignore your own eyes and your own gut instinct and go to sleep. And it's disgusting, to be honest with you.
Yes, sir. Well, listeners, there's a lot more that we could talk about, and maybe Wayne, you'll agree to come back soon. Another topic that I would have got into, and it's the same kind of gaslighting from the media, is Pfizer's stranglehold and other companies. This gaslighting that they did on us regarding messenger RNA and the rest of these things, a topic for another day. But listeners, you have heard the passion of Sir Wayne Allen Root. Bookmark on your web browsers the website rootforamerica.com. There you're going to find great information, vital commentary from Wayne. And you will be amazed. Also, if you have access to Real America's Voice News, you can get it on Rumble if you don't get it through your television provider. And follow Wayne Allen Root. You can see that and hear that you're going to get a lot of great information. So,
and
Wayne.
Clay, don't forget the book, The Great Patriot Boycott Book, number one bestseller. And it's got all the great companies you could buy from who won't turn around and use your money to destroy the America that you love and all the values that you love. And all the things you love, you know, like these companies take your money and they try and prevent voter ID because it's racist. Meanwhile, every other country in the world has voter ID. They try and promote transgender brainwashing of your children and critical race theory and Black Lives Matter, all scams. They use your money to destroy America and everything we believe in. I found the companies that don't do that. And let's hope very few of them change their minds while the book is out. The Great Patriot Boycott Book. Companies in here are good companies. By and large, they're great companies. And you can replace all the bad guys that you're spending your money on and wasting your money on with the good guys. The Great Patriot Boycott Book. Get it Amazon or any fine bookstore.
That's right. And make sure you get volume 2 that's just released that doesn't include Anheuser-Busch anymore. And by the way, one last point before we go. The person involved with that thing at Anheuser-Busch, it's not just that they have dysphoria or anything like that. They're pretending to be a prepubescent girl. Who do you suppose, listeners, that person wants to hang out with? It's not acceptable. It is not acceptable.
Terrible.
All right. Well, Wayne, God bless you, and thank you very much.
Thanks, Clay. God bless. Root for America. It may be my website, but it's what I do all day. Root for America. Thanks, Clay. God bless.
Core Principles Podcast is produced in Paducah, Kentucky by Real Productions. Music is by Late July. L-E-I-G-H-T July. You can find her music on all streaming services or at latejuly.com. Thank you for joining us today for this episode of the Core Principles Podcast. Please visit core.buzzsprout.com for more information, and please share with your friends. We look forward to visiting with you again on our next episode.
God bless you. Thank you, sir.